While Washington was focused on its own near war with Tehran, Ukraine had one of its worst months of the conflict. Russia set missile strike records in July, firing more missiles in a single month than in any comparable period of the war. And Ukrainian air defenses are straining because the Patriot interceptor supply, which was already tight, has effectively run dry. This is the combination that defense analysts have warned about for 18 months. Russia finding the throughput to overwhelm Ukrainian air defenses not by sending more missiles simultaneously, but by grinding down interceptor stocks through attrition.
The strategic logic here is important. Russia doesn't need to destroy every Patriot battery. It needs to exhaust the interceptors so that the batteries become useless. Each Patriot missile costs roughly $4 million to manufacture, and production lines in the US and Germany cannot supply at the rate they're being consumed. Ukraine has been husbanding its interceptors for the highest value targets, power infrastructure, government buildings, military command nodes, but at the current depletion rate, those choices become impossible soon.
Against that backdrop, the Zelensky diplomatic reshuffle is getting attention. He dismissed Ukraine's ambassador to the United States this week as part of what's described as a sweeping personnel change. Losing an ambassador in Washington during a period when U.S. military aid is contested, the Patriot supply is exhausted, and a Trump-Xi summit is approaching is a meaningful disruption to Ukraine's advocacy operations in the capital. The timing raises questions about whether Zelensky is recalibrating his diplomatic posture in response to signals from the Trump administration, or whether this is purely an internal housekeeping move.
The Iran-Ukraine subplot is genuinely strange and worth unpacking carefully. A senior advisor to Khamenei, Mohsen Rezai, said publicly that Iran had prepared strikes on three Ukrainian targets after an Iranian vessel was attacked, but stood down when Kyiv formally apologized and called it a mistake. So Ukraine, fighting a Russian-supported war, simultaneously managed to antagonize Iran enough to trigger a prepared retaliatory strike. That speaks to how complicated the regional alignment has become. Iran has been supplying Russia with Shahed drones throughout the war. Ukraine has been trying to disrupt those supply lines, apparently including attacking Iranian maritime assets.
The geopolitical triangulation here is dizzying. Iran is Russia's drone supplier, which makes Iran a legitimate military target from Ukraine's perspective. But attacking Iranian assets risks pulling Tehran into direct conflict with Kyiv at the exact moment Tehran is also in a fragile ceasefire negotiation with the United States. Ukraine probably calculated that Iran wouldn't escalate given U.S. pressure, but it was apparently closer than Kyiv expected. The formal apology suggests they understood they had miscalculated.
What this tells us about the next 6 months in Ukraine is sobering. Depleted air defenses, a contested U.S. aid pipeline, a reshuffled diplomatic team in Washington, and a regional dynamic where Ukraine's own interdiction operations are creating new diplomatic complications. Russia, by contrast, is setting strike records. The trajectory of the conflict looks difficult for Kyiv without a major resupply effort, and the political will in Washington for that resupply is not obviously present right now.